Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, mental health awareness amongst employers may be on the rise, but did you know that as of this year, only 47%, so that's just under half of employers here, provide mental health benefits? Compare that with over 80% in the US. But with an increase in employee burnout and stress on the back of the pandemic, companies are looking to boost mental health support, and some are turning to tech to do so. To find out more about other ways that we're seeing increased support when it comes to mental wellness in the workplace, we're joined now by Neil Nirali, Mercer Marsh Benefits Leader at Mercer Singapore, and Dr. Tony Leung, Head of Clinical at Cigna Hong Kong. Dr. Leung and Neil, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Great to have you both with us. So, Neil, perhaps I can start off with you. Let's talk about some of the key misconceptions employers have when it comes to supporting employees with mental health, because often that can be a barrier to support, can't it?
Yeah, thank you, Rachel. And, you know, our white paper, which we recently released, revealed three interesting gaps and misconceptions surrounding mental health, which we believe require more attention from employers. First, its effect on physical health. Now, while mental health on an individual's physical health may be silent, many experts are realizing that mental stresses could be that missing piece of the overall health puzzle, and one that can't be ignored and has been ignored for too long. And intervening early and equipping people with the right skills can go a long way and future-proofing the population. Second, ROI for mental health support. Many employers still question the return on investments from putting in place a mental health solution, since it's arguably invisible. And while the symptoms may not be apparent at an early stage, poor mental health, we know, can have a detrimental impact on an organization, most visibly through employee engagement, turnover rate, absenteeism, productivity, and, of course, high medical costs.
But that's an interesting point, Neil. How do you put a figure or ROI when it comes to your employees' mental health and mental well-being?
It's through looking at data, tangible data, for example, turnover rates, absenteeism, presenteeism, productivity, high medical costs, and it must be reviewed over a much longer time span. I think, unfortunately, mental health has only come to the forefront in the last year since the pandemic, and it will take time to evaluate data and evaluate insights, but really looking at tangible data is what we believe.
Okay, so you mentioned, though, briefly that the landscape has changed on the back of COVID-19. How so, though? Are we actually seeing change, or is it just talk?
So one advantage of the pandemic is that it has brought awareness of mental well-being to the forefront of virtually all business discussions. According to the WHO survey on disrupting mental health services, the pandemic has disrupted critical mental health services in virtually every country worldwide. And what we see is that many employers have identified the gaps, which is encouraging, and move quickly to address them, for example, through enhancing their employee assistance programs, EAPs, as well as adding training and webinars to just improve awareness. And what this has done is it's led to an increase in utilization rates for EAPs, especially through the height of the pandemic. But EAPs, we see, is still a reactive solution rather than a preventative one. And what we really want to address is the prevention, early intervention, as it's crucial in managing mental well-being. So in short, the pandemic has certainly changed the way most employees are grappling with mental health since the pandemic. But these challenges, you know, still need solutions and are likely here to stay in the future.
And when you say solutions, what can employers do? Where should they start? When should they start? I mean, from what you're saying, the time is now, right? But what can they do? Is this just, you know, looking at insurance, looking at support outlets, or what do employers here in Singapore need to do to help better support their employees when it comes to mental health?
So in Singapore, mental health, unfortunately, still continues to be a bit of an exception rather than the norm. So that's one change we want to see in time. And however, you know, with the rise of employees experiencing burnout, fatigue, we are seeing companies encouragingly starting to look for new ways to enhance mental health coverage. Because in fact, they're starting to see dips in their productivity and attrition rates are now at an all-time high. And according to our white paper, 8 in 10 businesses are willing to invest more in mental health coverage, but through maybe co-funding schemes where employees pay a small portion and the remainder is covered by the company. Furthermore, nearly all respondents in our white paper said they'd be open to an idea of a pooled mental health insurance type program where companies and insurers join hands, share costs, which we think is very encouraging because co-funding arrangements is not only changing the way the insurers view mental health and landscape, but it's also addressing the need for support. And again, what we love about co-funding is it's an effective way for companies to work around the budgetary constraints and other cost-related challenges, but still allow for creative solutions to be sought, again, as the market evolves and needs evolve.
So it's really kind of just getting one foot on that ladder to move things forward, so to speak.
Yes.
Great. Yes. We're speaking with Neil Narali, Mercer Marsh Benefits Leader at Mercer Singapore, and Dr. Tony Leung, Head of Clinical at Cigna Hong Kong. Dr. Leung, bringing you back in now, let's talk about tech solutions. How can digital solutions support employers' journey when it comes to better supporting their employees' mental health?
Yeah, so in today's day and age, I mean, digital solutions are prevalent everywhere. And the digital solutions for this mental health type approach really can be viewed as these empowerment tools that allow and support employees really to navigate their mental health journey through a preventative and maintenance aspect type of view. Because so what they can do is really allows the members, you know, the employees to access a wealth of information on mental health, to get in touch with mental health professionals through digital care pathways, specific pathways where they can have individualized plans and approaches to their mental health. And so coupling the digital solution with these healthcare professionals in these pathways allows for an individualized experience and also ultimately allows individuals to get the right care at the right time and to overall improve the clinical outcome. So that's where digital tech hopefully can come in and do the job there.
And when you say digital tech solutions, I'm assuming there are already solutions available on the market that companies can tap into when it comes to connecting their employees with support systems through these digital networks.
Yep. So there are an abundance of such apps out there, obviously, at the moment. There has been explosion, I believe, in the last year as well. The key really is making the evaluation, you know, which ones offer the right type of support. And that's where I mentioned specific care pathways. These are ones that if the employers, the employees, and, you know, a third party, potentially, let's say insurers, they really think about the needs of their employees and really look into what types of solutions, what kind of care that particular population requires, then you can come up with the pathways that really make a difference for that population.
So, Dr. Tony, obviously, Cigna is a health insurance company. Can you talk to us about that aspect? Earlier on, Neil mentioned co-funding or co-sharing when it comes to coverage and mental health. Can you tell us more about how businesses are perhaps looking to invest more in mental health coverage? What are some of the trends that you see there from Cigna's perspective?
Right. So I think I'll look at that from the historical perspective as well. As we do know that businesses are willing and very actually looking at this quite significantly now, given also COVID. They know that it's a positive impact to invest in the mental health of their employees. There's, as Neil mentioned, it's likely a positive effect on absenteeism. There's more social bonding, greater loyalty to the company. But at the end of the day, I mean, when you're looking at this, the employers that are speaking to us, they really want to look at ways. And if we're speaking about that pooled type of approach, looking at programs that can be applied to their employee base that will help them on their individual journeys through mental health. As we know, you know, mental health typically is something that's very personal. And so bringing this back, you know, to the digital tech bit, as well as the care pathways, what we're doing is potentially it's better to have these solutions in place where they can go through a program on their own with the specific guidance, the structured guidance to realize the results. And we do see that happening. Employers are asking, and it's a good time for it. And I will add to that, in a recent survey that we've done, is employees actually realize this as well. I believe the number is about 65 to 75% of employees actually realize and say that, you know, mental health is the key to well-being. And however, only about 16% of them have actually experienced any types of workshops or activities at the workplace targeted at this. So I believe this is where the employers are really starting to step up and really looking at how they can improve that and to overall improve the mental health of their workforce.
And is that then where they need to start? Because it's getting those conversations going, isn't it? To break down those walls, break down those barriers, break down that stigma when it comes to mental health in the workplace so that employees aren't afraid to speak up and say, hey, I need a little bit of support right now.
Yeah, precisely. That's the way to go.
That's great. Well, Dr. Tony Leung and Neil, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Neil Narali, Mercer Marsh's benefits leader for Mercer Singapore, and Dr. Tony Leung, head of clinical at Cigna Hong Kong. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.